Brian McCormack, congratulations. You're on board as new sponsor of the Ulster Senior League. I'm sure you're happy with that.
Hi, we are. We're delighted to be in a position to support the league. It's a good standard of football. So we're delighted to be involved with the German.
Your association with football and indeed all sports, Brian, goes back a long, long time. But this is your first real association with the Ulster Senior League.
It is, yeah. I suppose you keep developing your business as time goes by, Dermot, and different opportunities, and this is one we were glad to take up.
Dara, another big season ahead for you. I know, first of all, in terms of your progress at Harps, I'm sure you're looking forward to the Ulster Senior League campaign. I know the under-19s is up and running a long stage at this stage, but the new Ulster Senior League season ready to start?
Aye, I'm fanning now away on Sunday. Never an easy game going down to Tralee. Always windy, but sure, that's a game get us ready for senior football. It's great at this age for me and a few even 17s we'll be playing too. It's great for us to get to the level of senior football and what it's like if we do make the step up, so it's great.
And is that the way it's going to be again this season, in a kind of blend of underage players for the Ulster Senior League team?
Yeah, we are 19s most of all, and between mixture of 19s and 17s and maybe a few seniors, but sure, it's great. We all know each other anyway, so it's not like going to be a big difference, so we're good now. I know it every Sunday playing against men, grown men. They know how to play, they're more experienced than us, and it's great now just to learn off them and how they play.
And what about the standard in comparison to what you're playing at League of Ireland level in the under 19 league, Dara?
Well, it's just way more physical. Them boys are more experienced. You play boys for Rovers, Cockhill, Fannad, all the teams, Bonagie, they're all big physical men. They have been there, done that. They know how to win, and it's just we have to learn off them how they play. So it's great now just getting experience playing against them again this year.
Oisín McColgan of Cockhill Celtic, another new season. How are you fixed ahead of the new campaign?
Aye, not so bad. Pre-season went well. Same few new signings there, a few boys left us last year, but a few new young signings in, and they're building well the squad, so we're happy enough there at the moment.
Yeah, that's always seems to be the way at Cockhill. There are players coming and going, but Gavin Cullen has proven to be pretty astute in that market. He's always able to bring new players in.
He's good to get now, and he's good working with players, and players respect him very quickly, and so he's easy to work with. If you do it right, he works well by you, so everything's all good at the moment.
And he never really has a problem with players wanting to better themselves as well, Oisín, moving up to the senior level.
No, that's one thing he always says, that he never stops any player from pushing on to higher level. Without doubt, he always encourages it more than anything. Always does. So it's, you've boys coming on know that, like, Gavin will help them push on. If they want to push on, he'll help them to go that next level. So you can't be another better man, to be honest, if you want to push on to the next level.
Yeah, I'm sure it's never easy, though, whenever you are winning so many trophies, winning so many leagues in a row, Oisín, to keep that success going.
It's every year, like people say it to you, how do you find the hunger? But you have the same 6, 7, 8 players there every year and keep pushing on, and you've young boys coming in then challenging for a position. The hunger's there, and you've, like I say, Gavin and Derek and the management's been pushing you on as well. Like, the hunger's there all the time. Like, it's, it doesn't really go away. Like, when it's in the club, like, it's there. It's, everybody wants to win trophies, and it's just there. It's something doesn't go away that handy.
Yeah, I'm sure as well there are ambitions to do well at national level. You know, FAI Intermediate Cup is always a target for Cockhill Celtic to enjoy a good run in that competition. But it's never easy, is it?
Nah, we always seem just to fall at that wee hurdle. Like, it's always an aim every year to try and push on to the further stages, but we always just seem to slip at that wee stage where we're a bit unlucky sometimes, and maybe just not that, but just not seeing out games times. No, but now it's one of our ambitions to push on and to give it a good rattle. Like.
Arthur Lynch, start of a new campaign. I'm sure you're looking forward to the new season.
Oh, I'm looking forward to getting started. We actually did start there last week against Lerick United, but the league starts, I think, for us on the 29th, so we have another League Cup game against Van Harps this Sunday. Hoping to get a result out of it, see where it takes us in the League Cup, and move on to the league then. So, unfortunately, we lost out on Sunday past, but it was a good competitive match and took a wonder strike to beat us in that game, so we just move on to the next one now, Damon.
And how are you fixed this year, Arthur, in terms of your squad? Have you strengthened from last year?
Well, we have. We've added quite a few players, you know, to be honest. Look, but we've kept the nucleus of what we had. These last few years we've been working with a lot of young lads, taking them through, and now they're at the age they're 18, 19, 20. They're stepping up, and you can see even at the start of this season, I notice a big difference on them. So that's what we're banking on. Like, that's the team we're we're hanging our hat on, you know. So, like, we don't have a reserve team. You don't have the facility to keep a second team. Whereas if you had, you could obviously have more players, you know, at your disposal. But when you only have the one team, it's just hard to keep big numbers of players happy, you know.
Yeah, and speaking to you before, I mean, you've always said about Coghill, Celtic, Letterkenny Rovers, that those clubs are setting the standard now in us, the Senior League the last few years, Arthur, and that's where Fannett want to get up to, and I'm sure you would feel you have the players capable of getting up there.
Coghill's the team to beat. They've won, out of the last 14 trophies in the Senior League, I think they've won 13 of them, so that's the standard. Like, as far as I'm concerned, everybody else is chasing that, and that's we're on that pike. You know, I think the gap's minimal, to be honest. It's a very tight league. Looking at the six teams that are in it, there's six very competitive teams, and it's going to be a hard season. There's no such thing as a team with 12, 14 teams where you have three or four games are dead rubbers. It's not the case. It's a hard league, you know. So, look, you have to start. You have to hit the ground running. That's what we intend to do.